mentioned you're going to be watching. What are your expectations?
You know, you expect to be selected into the Pro Bowl, especially after you feel like you had a great year. But, I mean, it's definitely an honor to be selected in the Pro Bowl. But if it's not, then I have something to work for next year.
Do you feel like you deserve being there then?
Well, you can't really say that. I mean, I just went out there and did what I had to do this year. I felt like I had a good year. You can't say you deserve anything because nothing's guaranteed. But I feel like I had a good enough year to be selected into it. But if not, then I have something to work for next year.
If you miss out, and the person you miss out to is your brother.
I'm happy, man. I'll be over there with him. Regardless, if one of us,
he's bringing you if you get.
If one of us go, we're both out there. So.
Now, Reggie needs about 40 yards to hit 1,000 for the second time. Two seasons, only Larry Zonka and Ricky Williams have done that here in Miami. For an offensive line, how would that mean to you guys to get into that milestone?
Well, it's going to mean a lot to us, especially because if he is 1,000, we get presents. But
another segue.
We're going to – we want something different this time. But I think Reggie's a great football player. He's been proven in this league for a long time. He had a lot of doubters when he came down to Miami, and he's had 2,000-yard seasons. And he's everything for this football team.
What's he like to block for? I mean, because obviously – he's doing a lot inside, but when you're opening the hole for him, and the next thing you know, he's running around the outside.
He makes it easy, man. I used to watch Reggie when he was at USC, and I used to always tell myself, I wish I played on the football team with that guy. And that dream came true, and I haven't looked back since. He's made it very special my first 2 years in the NFL.
Mike, how important is this final game for you guys to kind of get some momentum going into the offseason?
It's very important. We bring in a new coaching staff, and you want to do everything you can to help those guys out. We need to finish the season 500. This team beat us once before, and we feel like we got to go out there and play our best game to beat this team because they've been dominant in our division for a long time. And so we have to go out there and play well, but it'll mean everything to finish 500 this season.
You guys have plenty of motivation against the Patriots. But yeah. Back of your mind, do you think maybe you can kind of make their playoff road a little tougher if you beat them?
When you go into a football game, your mentality is going out there and win the football game. And we don't really know their playoff schedule. We know ours, and we're just going to go out there and try and win the football game, whether it's to help them in the playoffs or hurt them in the playoffs. We just want to go out there and win a football game.
Mike, you went up there last year, up 17-0 at half.
Yeah.
And then it all got away. What's your memories of that?
It was bad. We were sitting on the sideline second half wondering what went wrong and how it went wrong. But if we get up by 17 points this time, they ain't coming back.